Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. You're listening to Afternoon Classics here on KRVS. Coming up at 4, All Things Considered from NPR News. And Judith Merriweather will give us a rundown of some of the events in the area a little later on in the hour. Music this hour, all conducted by Leonard Bernstein. We'll be listening to a performance of Maurice Ravel's La Valse, recorded with the Orchestre National de France and with the New York Philharmonic, a performance of Love the Magician by Manuel de Falla. But we begin with a performance of Oedipus Rex from Act II, Igor Stravinsky, David Evitz conducting the chorus with the Boston Symphony Orchestra and Harvard Glee Club. Again, Leonard Bernstein conducting Oedipus Rex by Igor Stravinsky.
Yeah. Thank you.
Those were members of the New York Philharmonic, recorded live at the Mass on the day of the burial for Robert Francis Kennedy, St. Patrick's Cathedral, New York City, June 8th of 1968. Symphony No. 5 in C-sharp minor, fourth movement by Gustav Mahler. Conducting, Leonard Bernstein. Before that, he conducted the New York Philharmonic in a performance of Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings, and prior to that, Manuel de Falla's Love the Magician. New York Philharmonic, recorded in November of 1976. It's just about 46 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Again, coming up at 4, All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will join us in just a few moments. Thank you.
arts and culture in South Louisiana. At Cité des Arts, an exhibit by artists Beth Finch and Diane Schnars is on display. And through January 23rd in the theater at Cité, the Lauren Riley Elliott Company performs Bright Ideas by Eric Koble. The play is directed by Cooper Helm. For ticket information, you can go to their website or give them a call. In Opelousas, the Opelousas Museum and Interpretive Center is now open to the public. Exhibits on display cover agriculture, music and food, home and family. There's also a room dedicated to the Civil War. They house the Louisiana Video Collection Library and the Southwest Louisiana Zydeco Music Festival Archives. The Acadiana Center for the Arts presents Danse de Mardi Gras on February 5th. It's a full experience of country Mardi Gras. For information or tickets, you can call the ACA. There is an exhibit currently on display at the Acadiana Center for the Arts by artist Carrie Fonder called Little Labels. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have a Valentine concert on February 14th called All You Need Is Love. There are still tickets available for the 8:30 show on February 14th. You can find out more about tickets by going to their website, acadianasymphony.org. And Cinema on the Bayou will have their annual festival January 26th through February 2nd. For information on the films being shown or tickets, you can go to their website, cinemaonthebayou.com, and there's lots of information there. The Bayou Vermilion Preservation Association will have an Arbor Day celebration January 22nd from 9 to 12 at the Southside Regional Park in Youngsville. There will be tree planting, music, and lots of activities for children and families. In the lake area, the Imperial Calcasieu Museum has a Mardi Gras exhibit on display that will be up through March 27th. And at the historic City Hall, there is a new exhibit entitled This Same Dusty Road. The exhibit has been curated by the LSU Museum of Art. The Lafayette Public Library has announced the annual Lafayette Reads Together book. It's entitled Clues to the Universe by author Christina Lee. The Lafayette Reads Together program will run January 24th through March 19th. For information on Lafayette Reads Together, the website is lafayettepubliclibrary.org. And the Hilliard Art Museum on the UL campus offers lots of exhibits and activities for families. You can find out more at hilliardmuseum.org. And if you'd like to know more about what's going on here at KRVS, you can sign up for our newsletter at our website, krvs.org. It's a great newsletter, beautifully designed, and lots of information about programs and program producers and what's happening here at KRVS. You can also find out more about KRVS on our social media sites, Facebook and Instagram. We do keep up with those, and you can sign up for them, like them, go to those sites. And you can always give us a call if you have questions about programs or your membership. And if you would like to become a member of KRVS, that's very easy to do at our website. Just click on the red donate button. It takes you to a very simple page to fill out. And you can find out more about other ways to give to KRVS under the support button. There's a drop-down menu on our website. It will tell you more about program underwriting, how to become an underwriter, how to donate your vehicle to KRVS, or if you're a UL faculty or staff, you can give through payroll deduction. That's all at krvs.org. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.